Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter number 3. How can we be dedicated to this thing? How can we, despite what's going on in our life, how can we continue to be dedicated to the things of Christ? How can we continue to serve God? And by the way, just as a side note, I didn't mention, but when God took Ezekiel's wife, understand, she didn't feel any pain. She went home to be with God. Remember Beulah Land? For me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. She gained a whole lot. How can we live this dedicated? Chapter 3, look at verse number 3. The Bible says, actually start off in verse number 1. The Bible says this, "Moreover, he said unto me," this is God speaking to Ezekiel, "Son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel." So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, "Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee." Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. How can we stay dedicated to the things of God? How can we continue to persevere through difficulties and strife and heartache and depression? How can we do that? Number one, rely on the Word of God. Rely on the Word of God. Will Paul stand up, please? I don't know. Let's stand right in the middle here so everyone can get a fair seat. So, Paul, some people have done this through business exercises, but you know the trust fall? The trust fall is where you just kind of let yourself go and you're trusting that the other person can catch them. Because if not, they're going to fall down and hit them their heads and everyone's going to laugh. Paul, do you trust me to catch you? I wouldn't. I'm not going to have you fall, but what we need to do is we need to rely on God to hold us up when we can't be held up. Forever, O Lord, thy word is, what's that word? Settled. You know what settled means? It's firm. It's a foundation. It's strong. It's not moving. It's unyielding. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. That means it's strong. How can Ezekiel wake up that morning understanding his wife has passed, the apple of his eye, the sweetness of his life? How can he do that and continue to move on throughout his day? He relied on the Word of God. God put something in his mouth. God put something in his heart that would help him. Because we see here in verse number 3 or verse number 2, "So I opened my mouth and he caused me to eat that roll." You know what happens when you eat a roll? It becomes part of you. You know what happens when you take the Word of God and you read the Word of God? It becomes part of you. It becomes innate in you. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Literally, God took the word of God and placed it in the heart of Ezekiel. He put it in there. It became part of him. But not only that, look what it says there in verse number 3. And he says, "And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat." And what's that next word? Fill. And fill. makes us want to eat? What's that word? Hunger. You know what hunger is? It's an emptiness of food. You know where your stomach, you're sitting there, and all of a sudden your stomach goes, ah! Hello! Feed me. You have a hole there, don't you? Some of you have holes in your life. Ezekiel had a hole in his life. He was missing his wife. What would fill that hole? Keep your Bible with you. Read it every day. I found the answer. I know the song says I learned to pray, but it says keep your Bible with you. This word of God will fill any void in your life. Moses, I want you to take those Jews out of Egypt, and I want you to bring them to the promised land. And he says, how am I going to do it? Under what authority? Who should I say sent me? And he says, say the I am sent you. What does the I am mean? The I am means no matter what you need, I can fill it. Oh, you're hungry? Let me send you manna. You need protection? Let me send you a pillar of fire and a pillar of clouds. You need help across an impossible situation? Let me part the Red Sea. You need water in the midst of a wilderness? Let me pull water out of a rock. You're going to fight a battle when the odds are stacked against you? Let me cause time to stand still. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We are holding the very Word of God. And yet when trouble comes our way, you know what happens? We look for every other avenue, but we forget our foundation. We need to rely on the Word of God. Number next. Brother Paul, you still stay there. Our next thing. Look at chapter 2, verse number 8. Ezekiel, how are you able to stay dedicated even though your wife is gone? How can you continue to serve God? Chapter 2, verse number 8. But thou, son of man, look at verse 7. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. Number next, don't follow the crowd. Don't follow the crowd. The crowd will always offer some good sounding advice. God will always offer truth. And it doesn't always sound that good. Just because everyone believes something doesn't mean it's right. But everyone believes this. Everyone also believed that the world was flat at one point. Physicians believe that the way to take care of infection was to bleed the people out. Just because everyone believes it doesn't mean it's so. all the house of Israel, they were rebellious. And you know what they would tell Ezekiel to do? Much like Job's wife, curse God and die. Wasn't that the advice from Job's wife in the midst of turmoil? Hey, just get rid of it. Just curse God. No, dedicate. So things aren't going exactly the way they're planned. Don't go by the way of what everyone else is doing. Ezekiel, they're rebellious. They're a rebellious group. Don't be like them. Don't be like them. You see, because you know what happens if Ezekiel decides, I'm going to go by the way of this rebellious group? This was Ezekiel right here. And Ezekiel, I want you to, hey, come follow me, man. We'll take care of you. Come here, Ezekiel. And here, Ezekiel is now, he's with me. And I told him, you know what, let's just leave this behind. God has given you more problems than you can ever account to. But you know what? What's going to happen when he puts his head on the pillow that night and he doesn't have the peace of God that passeth all understanding? What's going to happen when he goes, when he's at the tombstone of his wife and he's there just to talk with her? And is he going to be able to trust in the fact of sweet Beulah land? No, but because he's trusting in what everyone else believes. But if he stays directly in the under the banner of Jesus Christ, he will be granted peace. He will be granted joy. He will be granted comfort. You understand, when you got saved, you received the Holy Spirit. You know what the Holy Spirit name is in the Greek? Paraclete. You know what paraclete means? He'll hold you up. I'm so glad you're back. Zeke, aren't you glad I didn't pick you up? You see, that leads me to my third point, my last point. Allow God. Allow to find yourself in God's hands. Look at chapter number two. Look at verse number two. The Bible says this, and the Spirit entered into me, and he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. Look at chapter number 3, verse number 22. And the hand of the Lord was there upon me. Chapter 3, verse number 24. And the Spirit entered into me. How can Ezekiel be able to handle this great stress, this great trial in his life? Because he had the hand of God all over him. He had the Spirit of God living within him. Would you take your Bible, go to Matthew chapter number 11. Matthew chapter number 11. Paul, you're doing a good job. Matthew chapter number 11. Verse number 28, the Bible says this, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. You know what troubles do? And I'm preaching to me right now. Because here's a guy who stayed up till about 4 in the morning last night dealing with troubles in my heart. Come unto me. I'll give you rest. Here, man. I'll take care of you. The very hand of God wrapping him up. Oh, maybe he's not allowed to mourn. Maybe he can't cry. Maybe he can't express his hurt, but let me tell you something. He's got the hand of God to comfort him. Would you take your Bible and go to John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10. John chapter 10. Look at verse number 27. John chapter 10, verse number 27. The Bible says this: "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." You know what no man means? No man, including this man right here. You know who's the first one to try to pluck ourselves out of the hand of God? Us. God says, "I'll hold on to you." And I know it's talking eternal security here, but understand this. When we allow ourselves to rest in the hand of God, there is great comfort. There is great security. There is great strength. He says, "I'll take care of you." While everyone else on the outside is going, "God's been cruel to you, Ezekiel. God, he doesn't love you." That's why David was able to pin Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." He says, "He maketh me to lie where? Green pastures." You know, for a lamb, for a sheep, that's prime real estate right there. That's good eating. "He maketh me to lie down still waters." Still waters are safe. Don't have to worry about anything. No predators come in the way because the water is still. So how do you keep dedicated? Rely on the Word of God. Hold to the Word of God. Number two, steer clear of the rebellious house, if you will. Number three, rest in the hand of God. This is the graduate level of Christianity. Many of you won't need this right now, but you will. And when you come to that point in life, remember Ezekiel.